Okay, so today we are, in Eretz Hashem, going to be speaking about opening bottle caps on Shabbos. Now, when we look and analyze the question of opening a bottle, and bottle caps, so there are really two different entities that we need to be looking at. We need to be looking at the bottle, and we need to be looking at the cap. It's going to be the question of opening the bottle, irrespective of the type of cap. And then we have to also analyze the removal of the cap, as we'll see in a second. So let's begin with Bona and Soser. So in terms of the bottle, opening the bottle is not going to be an issue of binyan or stira on the bottle itself, because the bottle's already built. And taking off the cap is not destroying the bottle. So we don't have to talk about that. We do need to talk about binyan and stira regarding the bottle cap. Because until now, the bottle cap is sealed onto the top of the bottle. There's, if you think of like a metal bottle cap, for instance, you have a cap, and then on the bottom of the cap is a ring that's connected with a perforated connection to the bottle cap, and that ring is very tight, and it keeps the bottle cap on top of the bottle. So when you remove the bottle cap, and you twist it, and it snaps along the perforation, you have basically taken this bottle cap, in a certain sense, created the bottle cap, because the bottle cap is now a functioning bottle cap. What do I mean it's a functioning bottle cap? It can be put onto bottles, it can be taken off bottles, it can be used for other bottles. So this is going to be a major issue that we need to discuss. In terms of the problem of binyan, seemingly, it shouldn't be a problem because it could be classified as mustiki. And if it's considered mustiki, if it's considered this low-grade form of kli, there's no problem with binyan and stira when you talk about a mustiki, when you talk about a low-level kli. So we're going to talk about asiyas pesach and use asiyas pesach as a springboard to discuss some of the problems that come up regarding bottle caps. So in terms of the bottle, Asiyas Pesach, making an opening is certainly not going to be a problem because the opening is already there, right? We say we let it open a beer bottle because a beer bottle already has an opening and there's a cap that's forced on top of it and is tightened on top of it. But removing that bottle cap is not creating a Pesach. The Pesach is there, it's just covered. If you take the top of the bottle and somehow melt down the glass in order to seal the top of the bottle, that there would be a glass, just like the bottle is glass, would somehow seal that glass, instead of opening it up, would re-trigger the Isser Vasiyas Pesach, because there was no Pesach, and now there is a Pesach, because you had successfully sealed and closed the Pesach. But a bottle cap doesn't have a regular bottle, doesn't have a closed Pesach, just a covered Pesach. So removing that is not going to be a problem with Vasiyas Pesach. So what about the cap itself? So even though the cap, there shouldn't be any discussion of Asiyas Pesach, but we'll use the cap and the Asiyas Pesach discussion as a springboard to discuss what might be the more serious issue, and that is Makeh B'Patish. Now, we've been talking about Asiyas Pesach until now as a form of Makeh B'Patish. But the Rambam writes that Makeh B'Patish is defined as the completion of any job. Any job, any completion of something is going to be considered Makeh B'Patish. If I can just read to you from the Mishnah Berurah, from Shinya Dalit, in Ches. So he writes, Makeh B'Patish is a shame kolel, this is in Sivkat and Ches, l'chol gmar melacha. It's a general term reserved for any gemar malacha. So that and which is going to be a tolda of this av malacha, which is when the uman is makeh b'patish ala kli b'shas gomra, that he knocks on the kli, gives a nice final hit, which is to straighten out the akmimos, to straighten out if there's some bent part of it. That final straightening, that's considered makeh b'patish. So the discussion by the bottle cap is that, granted, it is a bottle cap when it's on top of the bottle, even when it's attached, because it is capping the bottle. But removing it, by breaking that perforation, snapping it off, that, in a sense, really completes it into a fully functioning bottle cap, one that can be taken off and reapplied and reused. That's going to be the discussion here regarding bottles on Shabbos. It's going to be the question of, is removing the cap a problem of Makeh V'Patish? Let's go through the sheet. The first approach is going to be Makeh with all types of bottle caps, and that's Rav Asher Weiss. Rav Asher Weiss has some tshuvas about this, where he writes that both the metal caps, plastic caps, doesn't make a difference. When you snap it off the top of the bottle, that is not the package. That is finishing the completion, or it's finishing the production in a certain sense of the bottle cap. It is now, and only now, a fully functioning bottle cap that can be reused. So he writes that that is usher to do, to remove whether it's a metal cap or a plastic cap. On the other extreme, Rav Avadya is Mako with all types of caps. He sees this as not really its own entity that you're creating. He sees it as a magufa, as a covering. We've already learned that you're allowed to remove a covering on top of a barrel. And if you remember, we said that you can't slice off the top of the barrel necessarily. That might be considered shvira. It depends what type of kli we're talking about. If it's a full-fledged kli, breaking off the top of it is the stira, breaking the kli. But if you're not removing the actual part of the kli of the chavetz, but there's a cap on top, so that's the magufa that's allowed to be removed. So the Ravadi said, you are not looking at this properly. We should not be looking at this as a kli that I'm now creating by separating it. This is purely a covering on a bottle, and removing it is not going to be a problem. And still a cover even after you separate it. That's all it is a cover for the bottle. Oh, you could use it for something else. Okay, you theoretically could, but that's not how we look at it in halacha. We don't look at it as its own kli. We look at it as just a covering on this bottle, and therefore he holds that you're able to remove both metal and plastic caps. So we've got the Machmir approach, we've got the Makel approach, and then there's an approach in the middle, and that's Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman Orbach writes that the metal caps are a problem, and the plastic caps are not. Why? It has to do with the way that they're produced. The metal caps are produced on top of the kli itself, which means that they are on top of the bottle itself, which means that the metal caps are never really an independent kli until you break it off and snap it off, breaking the perforated ring. The metal, it's a sheet of metal that's formed into a long, long shaped cap. It's then put onto the kli and hardened onto the kli and formed on top of the bottle. Think about it like a piece of metal that's folded over the top of the water, of the bottle, right? It's already formed into a cylinder shape, but it's just a pure straight cylinder. It's then put onto the bottle and a machine comes and squeezes from the sides and it creates the cap on top of the bottle, which means that before it was placed in the bottle, it was never really independent kli. And when you detach it, you're creating. But a plastic bottle top, so a plastic bottle top is created, it's manufactured as a separate cap. It is then just tightened on top of the kli, and it's fastened in a way that it's tamper-proof and it can't be opened. But it is a separate, unique bottle cap. You can buy online new bottle caps to tighten and put onto a bottle so that it'll be sealed onto a bottle. So because the plastic caps are manufactured as a separate entity before they're even put onto the bottle, so separating them is not creating them. They already are created, they're already in existence. Therefore, Shlomo Zalman writes, it's a problem to separate metal caps, but it's not a problem to separate plastic caps. Okay, so that has been in terms of the issue of Makeh V'Patish that we spoke about sort of as an extension of Asiyas Pesach. You know, Asiyas Pesach is really a form of Makeh V'Patish, but even though here there isn't a problem of Asiyas Pesach, there might be a problem of the umbrella malacha, the mother malacha, and that's Makeh V'Patish. Okay, Korea is not going to apply when you separate the bottle cap because Korea doesn't apply by hard materials, we've already learned. Mechatech is a question. We've already seen this machlokas between Shlomo Zalman and Rav Yoshev. When you aren't doing the separating in order to get to a specific size, but you're just doing it because that's the easiest way to remove it, So is that considered mechatech? Rosh Shlomo Zalman says no, and Rabbi Yosef says yes. So that could theoretically apply here as well in terms of snapping off the bottle cap and cutting on that perforated line. So for Rosh Shlomo Zalman, you're doing it more because it's easier to cut it there, and you don't really care about the size. You want something, obviously, that fits on top of the bottle, but you don't care about separating the bottle from the ring. And you know, the reason you're breaking it there is primarily because that's the easiest way to break it. Okay, mochech is usually not a problem. So what's the bottom line halacha? So the bottom line halacha is that we have three opinions. Rav Avadya is makel completely. Shlomo Zalman is makel by plastic caps, but not metal caps. And Rav Yosher and Rav Asher Weiss and Rav Nissim Karelitz, they're machmir for both plastic and metal caps. Rav Asher Weiss, because it's makel patish. And Rav Nissim Karelitz, because it's makel patish. Rav Yosher, because it's makel patish, but also because it would be mechatech. And with a plastic cap, he might accept that it's not going to be makel patish, like Rav Shlomo Zalman, but it'll still be a problem because of mechatech, which means that according to Rav Yosher, it's still going to be a problem even if it's a plastic cap, because at the end of the day, he's going to consider that mechatech when you separate it. So what are the solutions? If you want to make sure you're covering all the opinions, what are the solutions? So in Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, and also in Hilchos Shabbos B'Shabbos, I believe it's called the Karp Sefer, from Kiryat Sefer of Karp. So they both write that you can make a hole in the cap before you open it. Why? Well, in terms of stira of the cap, it's not a problem because it's probably at best a mustaki, the cap. And even if you want to say it's more than mustaki, it's still not a kli yet. So you're not breaking the kli. There's no stira here of a kli because it's not a kli yet while it's connected to the top of the bottle. So in terms of stira, it's not a problem. In terms of makav patish, when you end up removing the cap, so it's a destroyed cap because it has a hole in it. It's not functional as a cap. And now it is functional in the sense that you can put it on top of a bottle, but it's not a real functional cap because nobody uses, in general, people don't use caps that have holes in them because it doesn't really protect the liquid inside. So therefore, it's not going to be considered a makav patish when you end up separating the cap and tearing on the perforated ring because that it has a hole in it. So it's not going to be makav patish. And it's also not going to be mechatech, because mechatech is only forbidden when you're going to use the cutoff piece afterwards. And here, because you made a hole in the cap, so you're not really going to be using it. Now, it's an interesting question. Well, what if I will use it? What if I will use it to recover the bottle because I have nothing else? So in a harami, according to Rav Yosher, that theoretically could still be a problem then. The way of getting out of mechatech here is by saying it's something I'm going to throw away and I'm not really using it. So you can't say I'm cutting it to a specific shape because I want it in a specific shape if you're throwing it away. Now, when you do make a hole on top, and this is something that people don't always realize, you have to be careful not to break through the lettering or any picture that might be on the cap. A lot of times these caps have lettering or pictures. So I like to sort of place the knife in a very... I find a spot on the cap, which is not a problem, and then I just sort of hit from the top. Now, some people just take the knife and jab it into the top. That could be not so great, besides being a little dangerous. Also, it's hard to have aim that way, but if you put the point of the knife in a very specific spot and then just give some taps from the top, you'll be able to break through the cap pretty easily, certainly on a metal cap, without breaking the letters or the picture. Another solution that's suggested is that you can open the cap but don't remove it completely. Rabbi Yosher has brought that, he says this, meaning use like a knife from the side and sort of peel away some of the perforation and peel off the cap, but don't remove the cap completely. So it's not going to be makav patish because it's not done. It hasn't been removed yet. And it's not going to be mechatech because Rabbi Yosher makes a diuk there in the Rambam that it's not mechatech if you don't finish the cut. Starting to do the cut but not finishing is not mechatech. Even if you're doing a very carefully implemented exact cut, it's not going to be mechatech if you don't finish that cut. Okay, so that's in terms of the current discussion. Okay, so now we're moving on to ripping letters on packages, which until now we've been basically assuming the whole time there's going to be a problem of mochek whenever you rip letters. So we're going to take a step back and take a look at this halacha. prohibition of mochik appears in the Shulchan Aruch in Shin Mem Gimel. Shin Mem Sif Gimel. Simon Shin Mem Sif Gimel. And see the Mishnah Berurah there, Sif Kanye Gimel. Whenever you erase ink and create a space in order to write, rewrite two letters, is going to be a problem of Nisur Diraisa of Mochek, Mochek Amanas Lechtov. Our sugya really begins with the discussion of eating cakes, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch there is talking about. The Beis Yosef quotes from the Maharam. Mordechai quotes from the Maharam. Beis Yosef quotes this, that the Maharam was asked about children eating cakes that have writing on them. And he responds that it's allowed for the children to eat the cake because we're not talking about Nisur Diraisa of Mochek, because this is Mochek Shloal Manas Lechtov. You're not going to be writing in a place where you're eating the letters off the top of the cake. And the child is doing it himself for his own benefits. So therefore, there's no Isser to allow him to do that. You're not Mitzuvah Lahafrisho by this Isser D'Rabbanan. It would be a problem for you to feed it to him, to give it to him. But for him to take it and to eat it is not a problem. And the Ramah quotes this Lahalacha. And the implication, which the Ramah quotes, he quotes the implication from the Tshuva of the Maharam, and that is that for adults it would be a problem, because there's an Isur D'Rabbanan. For a child, we don't have to stop the child from eating it, but for an adult, it would be a Isur D'Rabbanan of Mochek, because it's Mochek Shlom and Asla Chtov. The one who argues on this, just to read, I'll just read quickly the Beis Yosef's Lashon, it's source 54 in our source sheet. He says, Lake Isur D'Raisa, Ela B'Mochek Al Menas Lechtov, Umiyu Isur D'Rabbanan Ika, B'Kestonus D'Rabbanan, U'Betinok Ein Lochush, T'Katan Ochon Avelos, Ein Beis Simitzuban Lafrisho, if we're not Safina Levi Adai. Okay. Now, the one who argues on this is the Dagon Ravavo, the Noda Behuda. He writes that there are some mitigating factors that he thinks allow the eating of these cakes and cookies, even for adults. He says, number one, Kan, and this is source 55, this is the Dagon Ravava there in Simon Shinmem. Kan, Kulu Isnu D'Mekalkehu. So first of all, it's Mekalke. It's not just Ksiva Shalom, Mochek Shalom and Aslechtov. It's not just erasing, not with the intention, explicit intention of rewriting, but it's actually Derech Kilkel. It's also, he adds, it's Kla'achaya. It's Shinoi. This is not the normal way of Mechika. The normal way of erasing is not by eating the letters. And he says, certainly if you're doing it with your mouth and not with your hands, it's not Derech Achmilaso. And therefore, he thinks that it is Mamish Heter Gomor to eat the cake with the letters on it. Right? Your intention is not to erase, it's to eat. You're doing it with your mouth instead of with your hands, so it's done with a shinoi. It's also being done in a destructive fashion. And therefore, he says that he thinks that it is okay. Now, this is probably the principle that we speak about sometimes of a psik resha with trei d'rabbanan. Here, your action, the intent of your action is to eat. The inevitable outcome is that you're going to be doing the Isur D'Rabbanan of Mochek. But it's psik resha, it's davar shenu niskaven. That's not your kavana, number one. Now, it's trei d'rabbanan, meaning that there are two factors that downgrade the severity of the Isur. It's being done with derech kilkel, and it's being done with a shinoi. And this is probably what underlies the Noda Behuda's, this is what underlies the Noda Behuda's hetter to allow you to eat. Now, what are you going to do about the Maharam? The Maharam, Beis Yosef quoted from the Tshuva of the Maharam. The Maharam explicitly said that it's a problem. So, well, he said it's, he implied that because he said it's allowed for children because we don't have to stop a child from being over in Isur D'Rabbanan. So he says that the Maharam's case might have been, it was, the question was asked about Shavuos, and it could be that that has an impact because we're talking about cakes that were baked with sukkim on them, and the children were eating it as a Segula, right? The lashon of the Yuda is, he says, nearly any as daiti. Shayu regilim lichto bekavana l'skula shiochalena tinok l'hitchaken. That this was a specific mitzius that was being asked. This was writing on a cake that was done as a segula. And
and the child would eat it, and it would be a skula for chachma. He says, therefore, A, you can't call this davar shenu miskaven, because the whole intent, right? We were saying that the intent is, and that the not viewed as hefter in general by cakes, is because my intent is not to eat the letters. My intent is to eat the cake. But here, the intent was specifically to eat the letters. It's also hard to argue that this is mekalke, because the whole idea, this is what you want to do. You want to eat. There's a skula in eating these letters. And therefore, he argues that the whole case of the Maharam is not nogeya. It doesn't apply to a regular case of someone who wants to eat letters on a cake. Normally, with a regular cake, the writing is not being made to be destroyed. It's just that you want it to be intact until someone sees the cake. And they all say, oh, wow, happy birthday, what a nice cake. But then the letters are destroyed, and there's nothing special about eating the letters specifically. Now, can you rely on this note of view? What we basically see is it's a machlokas, but they say it's Maharam. That's how the Ramal Paskins. Yet, you know, the Yudas make it. So if you take a look over there in Siman Shin Mem, over at the end of Orach Chaim, Chelek Gimel, Mishnah Berurah. If you take a look, Mishnah Berurah there, in Sifkat Yud Zayin, would you? So he writes as follows. He says, I am B'Sefer Dagol Meravava, who is Mitzadeh Lahakel. It's quoted by the Shari Tshuva. V'yesh lismol chalav k'she'enu shover b'mokam ha'usiyos b'yado rak b'piv derech achila. And he says that you're able to rely on it as long as it's being done derech achila, and it's not with the knife. You're not cutting it with the knife, but you're only eating it with your mouth, derech achila. Now, in the Sharat Zion, he writes that there are those who are make a like this, no de Bejuda. And he says, specifically because it's Oneg Shabbos, that one of the driving forces to allow us to rely on the Dagol Meravava is the fact that it is a situation of Oneg Shabbos to eat the cake. Okay, so now that we've spoken about the cake, let's move it over to ripping letters on the packaging. So again, just to very, very quickly review. So for the cake, what we saw was that the Beis Yosef quotes the Maharam, the Ramah paskins like this way, to be machmir. Okay, again, the lashon of the Ramah is asur l'shaber uga shekasav aleh kimin osios. It's asur to break the cake which has letters written on it, even though you're not mechavein rak l'achila, even though your whole intention of breaking the cake is in order to eat it, because that's going to be considered mochek. You know, Yehuda is mekel, because he says that this is psikresha. It's a davar shenu miskaven. And even though it's a psikresha, but there are more than one derabban on here. There's derech kilkol, there's maybe shinoi and other factors. And therefore, he's making. How does this apply to ripping letters on a package, on packaging? So seemingly, according to the Rambam, it's forbidden, just like cutting a cake. The Shulchan Aruch, though, would be making. And this is what the Yaakov Yosef writes. He says that you can even cut the letters on the cake. Why? Because the Shulchan Aruch, unlike the Ramah, is willing to be naked on a psik ratio when you're dealing with the Mishnah Derabanan. Now, the sheet of the Shulchan Aruch is very complicated because there are certain situations where he is naked and certain situations where he's not. But just like when it comes to psik ratio by trade Derabanan, which we made reference to, there are sometimes when the Mishnah Berurah is naked and sometimes when he's not, and he's machmir. But the Yaakov Yosef here discusses the Shita of the Shulchan Aruch that will allow a psik ratio by Nisar Derabanan. And so therefore here, since your intention is to eat the cake and you're going to be breaking the letters, but breaking the letters is going to be Nisar Derabanan only because it's not Almanas Lechtov. So the Shulchan Aruch is Mekel. The Ramah would seemingly be Machmir, as we saw the Ramah Machmir by the cake. So we would think that he would be Machmir as well by the packaging. However, there is a possible Heter for Ashkenazim. This is based on a related sugya, and that's the question that was actually asked to the Ramah himself. Can you open and close a book that has writing on its pages? Right, you have writing on the side of the pages, you know, where all the pages meet on the side, And when you open the pages of the book, so you separate the writing. So in Shaila Teshuvah's Ramah, so he paskins that opening or closing a book that has writing there, or even designs, which, you know, by the way, is very common with a lot of library books. They get, they have a stamp on them. So he says that that is allowed. That's not considered mochik, and putting them together is not considered kosef. Why? He says because you're not destroying and creating the letters. You're just separating them, and they're going to go back, and they can even go back at some point. So he says that's not considered mochik. Meaning, when it comes to a cake, where you smear the letters, you eat the letters, that's it. You've destroyed the letters are gone. But with the book, you've just separated the pieces, and then you put the pieces back together. So you're not destroying and writing. The application here would be if you cut the cake between the letters, or if you rip the package. So even if you don't cut through between the letters, certainly if you cut between the letters, but even if you cut right down the middle of a letter, you could theoretically put those pieces back together and the letter's still there. So it's with a package. If you cut a package, even if your cut goes through a letter, you haven't destroyed the letter, you've just cut it, just like a book. And if you would put those pieces back together, the word would still be there. That wouldn't be considered, oh, now I've just done mochek, and now I'm doing ksiva, and now I do mochek, I'm doing ksiva. And therefore, according to the Shaila Teshuvah's Ramah, even though the Ramah was machmir about eating the cake, but seemingly cutting the cake would be okay. Now, cutting the cake, not to eat, it's not going to help you, but it will help us regarding packaging. Meaning the cake case might actually end up being more machmir than the packaging. Because the cake case, you're going to end up eating it, and the eating destroys the letters. Mochek. But the packaging, you're never actually destroying the letters. All you're ever doing is slicing them in half. And that's why he allows opening and closing a book that is writing on the side. If you take a look in the Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah Berurah says that most poskim are makil regarding opening and closing a book, because it's like opening and closing a door, which we don't look at that as building and destroying. So at the end, he says that if you have the same book without the writing on it, it's better to be machmir. But if you don't, so the Mishnah Berurah says, if you're able to open and close the book. So if the application is correct, that would seemingly mean that according to the Mishnah Berurah, it should be allowed to rip open packaging, even if you can end up ripping the letters, because it's not really comparable to the cake case. It's really more comparable to the case of opening and closing a book. Now, the Magen Avraham quotes this tshuva from the Ramah. This is the Ramah, the Magen Avraham in Simen Shin Mem Sif Katan Vav. He quotes the tshuva of the Ramah, but then he quotes the Levush, says that it might be Nisr D'Oraisa, and he himself, Magen Avraham, says to be Machmir, talking about opening and closing the book. So, again, Lehalacha, the Magen Avraham is Machmir. For a book, just like cake, they don't make that distinction. But the Mishnah Berurah does make the distinction. By a cake, it would seemingly be a problem. But regarding the book, it would be okay. Again, better to be machmir if you can. But when we apply the discussion of opening packaging, so packaging would seemingly be more comparable to the book, and there'd be room to be makeup. What's the bottom line halacha? So before we get to the bottom line halacha, let's just a couple of other considerations. One is the issue of images on the packaging. So the Mishnah Berurah in Tezayin says that many are machmir about destroying pictures and images, just like letters. But Rosh Hashanah Zalman in Shulchan Shlomo says that if it's a non-significant design, meaning it's like a checkered lines, that's not a problem. Meaning like an actual picture or an image. So again, in Tezayin in the Mishnah Berurah, he says that, Tezayin, Yesh Machmir Nafilu B'Tziurim. Those who are Machmir also by Tziurim. Okay. What about between the letters? So Shlomo Zalman, Shlomo Shabbos Kilchas, quoted that cutting between the letters is okay, just not the letters themselves. So that if you're opening a package, again, by the cake doesn't really help so much because you want to eat the cake at the end of the day. But packaging, so as long as you tear between the letters, even if there are letters in the middle of a word, so that would seemingly not be a problem. for a sick person. So Shlomo Zalman Orbach in Shmir Shabbos Kilchos also writes that for the sake of a sick person, you're allowed to rip through the letters of a packaging. So for instance, this happens often. If you have to open up medication, a lot of times the packaging, the silver layer on the back of the packaging, you have to pop the pill through that and it's going to cut through letters. So this would be okay if it's for a sick person. Now, in the footnotes, Rosh Hashanah Zalman brings up the possibility that maybe just like there's no problem of Korea by Chosalos, there might also not be a prohibition of Mochek, but in the end, he ends up saying to the Achronim, don't accept this. But again, for the sake of a sick person, there is room to be made. So those were a couple of other just some considerations. And now we can talk about what's the bottom line halacha. So the bottom line halacha is like this. For Sfaradim, they're able to include letters on packaging. It's a Sefresha, by a Rabbanon, it's okay. According to the Ramah, there, at least according to the Shut Ramah, there's no prohibition of mochek when the letters are cut and not destroyed. So cake would be a problem, but packaging or a book would seemingly be okay. Other poskim, you can see Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, for instance, rule like the Mishabura and the Magen Avram, that the straight halacha is that it's prohibited to rip through letters and packaging or images on packaging, unless it's for a sick person, as we saw in Shlomo Zalman Orbach. So what does this mean for us practically? So the first question is, can I take a chance? Let's say I'm going to try to rip a packaging that has letters on it. I'm going to try really hard not to rip the lettering, but I might end up ripping the packaging. So the Ketzos HaShulchan quotes that it's allowed to try and cut around the letters, because if you end up accidentally cutting the letters, it's going to be a davar shenu miskaven. It's not a psik resha. Plus, let's take into account that even if we would have done it psik resha completely, we would cut right through the letters. There are many who are makil. So to attempt, if you think there's a reasonable attempt that you won't cut the letters, there's certainly room to make the attempt. In addition, what if I have no other way of opening the food and I want the food for Shabbos? There's no other way to open the packaging without ripping the letters. So in the Piskei Tshuva, so he quotes, "Ubishas hadchak, rashai lekroa," you're able to rip through. Because he says it's a psik reisha, but it's a drabon to lunichle, but on the skavim, and the one who wants to be mekel, yesh al milisloch. So it's interesting, his definition here of it being psik reisha to lunichle. It's not nichle, the cutting of the letters, but it is nichle, the opening of the package. If he doesn't make the Piskei Tshuva quotes that you can rely on the Ramah, and the Mishnah Berurah that quotes those who rely on the Ramah, and even those who are who generally forbid it. So again, b'shas ha'tzachach, there would be room to perhaps make you. And he ends up by saying that if you can ask Amir Lenachri, that would be better. Amir Lenachri, I have psik reisha, is also already a whole discussion. But l'maisa, that's what's brought down the halacha. So I think, I remember asking a posek many, many years ago, a big posek, about ripping through letters. So he said you should try not to. But at the end of the day, if that's the only way to get through it, there's certainly room to be made.